Well, it's that time of year again, folks. It's time to get behind our local high school team, the Miners Blue Devils, because it's Section 5 basketball time. And boy, did both the boys and the girls teams have major throwdowns. The boys especially, when they took on one of the newer schools in Section 5, the Rochester Career Mentoring Charter School, which I found out is not too far away from the Genesee Brewery. It's on St. Paul Street in Rochester. But these are nice young boys and girls that go to this school, and they are pretty good, and they were a pretty worthy opponent for a while. But of course, Miners showed what Miners boys basketball is all about, a resounding 73-53 victory over the Royals. Because, you know, trying to say that acronym, along with all the other new charter schools that have popped up in Rochester's, kind of hard. You got them, you got WOI, you got another school off of Main Street, where if you're thirsty, you can get a soda. But, of course, Miners showed what they were all about, especially G. Kellen Carahair. Looked that up from NCIS Los Angeles, with a turnaround jump shot, doing the big spin move on his way to the basket. And of course, Jake Mine, who twice tried to jam it but missed, but then with a couple of minutes to go, showed that Hakeem Olajuwon has been resurrected here in the Finger Lakes, going in to slam it. And me doing my Wayne's World imitation on one end of the gym. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. All right, enough Mike Myers and Dana Carvey. But who knew that Phi Slamma Jamma came to upstate New York nearly 30 years later, if you know what I mean. A resounding victory against RCMCS. And next up, Wellsville at Caledonia Mumford High School tonight. Of course, they selected Caledonia Mumford because it's pretty much equidistant between Wellsville and Miners. But you know those guys from Wellsville, they're never sick. That's why they call it Wellsville. Oh well, bad puns aside, let's beat Wellsville for hopefully our date Friday night against North Rose Wilkett. As you know, let's hopefully send them to sleep on a Wilkett. Coach Ciotti has got them playing good again. And you know what Coach Ciotti has done the last few years. Boy, he has done a heck of a job taking over the boys' program. Keep it going. And of course, what about the girls? They played North Rose Wilkett in their opening round game and eviscerated them. 75-22. Boy, that was definitely a mismatch. Of course, we got those girls from Northern Steuben County next at Honeyoy Falls Lima High School. It's Waylon Cohocton next for the girls. But you know what they could, if they were Waylon, they could Cohocton, if you know what I mean. But let's let the Lady Blue Devils take care of them, if you know what I mean. Way to go, Miners, boys and girls. Keep it up. Now I'm going to go from that to talking about a big issue locally. The thing with the depot. It looks as though there's no agreement on how to sell the remaining 7,000 undeveloped acres of the depot. Of course, many people want to keep the white deer flock there going. White deer herd, excuse me. But you know, it seems as though they can't agree on how to sell it. The IDA didn't want to sell it to the county, or the county didn't want to pick it up. And of course, the white deer herd hangs in the balance. They just can't get an agreement. Of course, it's one of the most unique herds of white deer in the world. But the thing is, they can't agree. Hey, do something so this big natural resource can be saved. Because, you know, it's a big tourism boost. But, you know, it looks as though there's a lot of infighting. Heck, even local councilman Stephen Churchill, county supervisor, I should say, Stephen Churchill, was up in arms over it. Hey, enough infighting. Let's do something to save this thing that Seneca County can be proud of. We've already used like 3,000 acres of the former depot for things like Hillside for 5 points for the new law enforcement training facility. Let's do something and come to agreement. Of course, maybe we can get rid of those ugly concrete igloos, maybe. Because you know you don't need igloos south of the North Pole. Heck, there's no Eskimos around here. Why do we need igloos? And of course, they may contain remnants of when nuclear weapons were stored out there. You remember all that hubbub over 30 years ago? If Russians launched ICBMs, guess what? We were a target. Oh well. Come on, let's save the white deer, Seneca County. I'm gonna go from talking about that to talking about something that finally has been deemed an unsafe product. Of course, I've known that all along. Those darn hoverboards. You know, I kinda wanna take one of those hoverboards and hit the one who invented them over the head with it. You know, they're finally listed as an unsafe product. You know, like I was looking at the TV going, uh-huh. Of course, I knew that all along. There's no way to really grab a hold of anything when you're on one of those things. Any shift in your weight, you're like Iron Mike Tyson. You go right on the floor. And of course, the lithium batteries have been shown to ignite and also conflagrate and burn down houses. You know, what took so long for it to be labeled an unsafe product? It's like years ago with Barbie on rollerblades. Sparks shot out of her. You know, the guy was looking at the TV. This stall looks safe, doesn't it? Like we're all going, uh-huh. But what if Barbie skated through a pool of gasoline? What if Barbie had a hand grenade? What the heck you talking about it? But then he whipped her through that gas. She lit up. She skated in Barbie, but she skated out Sinead O'Connor. There wasn't a hair on that head. You know, who thought of hoverboards? Of course, Segways, which are like hoverboards, you got something to hold on to. But if you go every which way, you know, you could fall down and go boom like on those hoverboards. You know, it's time to get these hoverboards off the street. Of course, the already millions have been sold. But, you know, get them off. They're unsafe. People are going to get hurt. Now I'm going to segue from that to my final little rant. Seems as though the mayor of Ithaca, New York, has decided that there should be a supervised area for injections for heroin addicts. What? I mean, what is going on here? Heroin, I know, is a big scourge here in this country, because, I mean, heroin addiction has unfortunately made a comeback, and that heroin is more potent than ever. But, I mean, we've already got marijuana dispensaries here in New York State. What's next? Supervised areas for cocaine users to sniff? You know, Ithaca to me has always been a very eclectic city. I've always liked going down to that nice city at the southern end of Cayuga Lake just to walk around the commons or go to Ithaca Beer, one of the best microbreweries in the United States, and it's still expanding. And they've opened up that tap room, and you can go right in and enjoy one of their brews, or their ginger beer, or their root beer. But what about this? A supervised area for heroin addicts? Yeah, right. You know, one time I asked somebody, was it about these drugs that makes them so wonderful? And they're like, well, they intensify your personality. You know what I said? Yeah, but what if you're an asshole? Think about it. I'm Ken Haas, and those are my rants for this week.